So my wife said I should do the story about when I got fired from one of the times I got fired, and I thought that was a very short job, so I don't think I'll do that. I'll do one that I was incredibly successful at. How many people here went to public school? Good, good. You know, at the end of the year, a lot of times in public schools, actually in our area, I grew up in upstate New York, you handed in your books that you used during the year, but did you ever think what happened to those books after you handed them in? Well, you had to somehow deal with cleaning them up, taking the graffiti out, taping pages, gluing them for the next year, and that's what I did for one fine summer. We called it the book loan, and I was in high school, and a friend of mine, Jimmy Letko, said, well, I've got a job that you could come and apply for. You could probably get it. And so I went, and they were paid $2.25 an hour. I was like, oh, yes. I was in the money. I was so excited. So we did. So Mr. Campbell ran the book loan at Troy High School, and we sat in this big gym area with no air conditioning in the summertime. So it's when it got really hot, my buddy Jimmy would start saying, it sure is hot in here. And sweat would be running off us. It was a nice 1970s sweatshop. And if it got too hot, we could stop. Like the thermometer in the room had to get above 98 degrees, and we would actually stop. And that was really nice. But we used this paste stuff that was Mr. Campbell's special concoction that you rubbed on the outside of the books to clean them up and wash them off, and then you wiped out or you whited out any curse words. And there were a lot of curse words. I remember a lot in science. So we did that, but I did really good at that job because I was promoted to the travel group. The travel group went out to all the elementary schools, and another teenager drove this big van and brought us all to this school. All the schools in the whole city had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books you had to process. So Mr. Campbell didn't know what happened on these little field trips. We had a little lunchtime activity called Book Ball, where we took a book, wrapped it in tape, and just played baseball. Oh, the city of Troy, they paid a lot of money. Well, they didn't pay $2.25 an hour. It wasn't that much. And then, of course, it was in the 70s. You could drink at 16, right? So there was a little alcohol during the day. And then, of course, in the van, I remember distinctly going down these roads where you'd really egg the driver on, like, hit the big bumps. Okay, we're all alive. We're all alive. We're all good. So when we came back into the main book loan area, it was in August, so we had a lot of those hot days. But I'm going to run, it's not as exciting as the story I just heard, but for me it was really exciting because the person who introduced me to this story also eventually introduced me to my wife, who I've been married to for 35 years. And that's my story.